Title: Overview of the Paycheck Protection Program under the CARES Act, Title 1. Content: On March 27, 2020, the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security, CARES, Act was enacted, an economic relief package in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. The CARES Act provides economic support at the federal level to the business sector, employees, individuals and families, and specific industries that have been impacted, including air transportation, healthcare, and education. Summarized below are key aspects of the Paycheck Protection Program, a $349 billion SBA-administered loan and loan forgiveness program described in Division A, Title I, Keeping American Workers Paid and Employed Act of the CARES Act. General: The CARES Act expands the eligibility criteria for borrowers to qualify for loans that are available through the U.S. Small Business Administration, SBA, by adding the Paycheck Protection Program to the SBA's gamut of loan programs. The Paycheck Protection Program provides federally guaranteed loans up to a maximum amount of $10 million to eligible businesses, which can be partially forgivable, as elaborated below, to encourage businesses to retain employees through the COVID-19 crisis by assisting in the payment of certain operational costs. To accommodate for this SBA expansion, the CARES Act has authorized commitments to the SBA 7A loan program, as modified by the CARES Act, in the amount of $349 billion. The Paycheck Protection Program covers the period beginning February 15, 2020 and ending on June 30, 2020, the covered period. A. Increased eligibility for certain small businesses and organizations in addition to a business qualifying as a small business concern under the Small Business Act, any business concern, nonprofit organization, veterans organization, or tribal businesses, each a covered entity, is eligible to receive a loan, a paycheck protection loan, during the covered period if the covered entity employs not more than the greater of, i, 500 employees, includes individuals employed on a full-time, part-time or other basis, or, 2, if applicable, the size, standard and number of employees established by the SBA for the industry in which covered entity operates. There are special exceptions to standard SBA regulations that relax eligibility restrictions for certain covered entities during the covered period. For example, a covered entity in the hospitality and dining industry designated as such under Sector 72 of the North American Industry Classification System, NAICS, https://www.nics.com/6-digit-nics/?code=72. That employs fewer than 500 employees per physical location is eligible to receive a loan. In addition, federal regulations that reduce eligibility by testing size based on affiliations with related parties will be waived in limited circumstances. Via authorized use of proceeds, the proceeds of a paycheck protection loan may be used to pay for only the following items, in each case, subject to certain specified exclusions, i.e., payroll costs, 2. Costs related to group healthcare benefits during periods of paid sick, medical or family leave, and insurance premiums, 3. Employee salaries, commissions, or similar compensations, 4. Mortgage interest payments, but not any prepayment of or payment of principal on a mortgage obligation, 5. Rent, 6. Utilities and, 7. Interest on any other debt obligations that were incurred before the covered period. C. Maximum loan amount, interest rate and maturity for loans with remaining balances during the covered period. The maximum loan amount permitted for an eligible covered entity is the lesser of $10 million and an amount calculated based on a payroll formula that essentially equals 2.5x the average total monthly payroll cost incurred in the one-year period before the loan is made. The interest rates for loans borrowed by a covered entity under the program may not exceed 4%. Any paycheck protection loan that has a remaining principal balance after any applicable loan forgiveness, as covered in detail below, must have a maturity date no later than 10 years from the date on which the borrower applied for loan forgiveness. D. Payment deferral. The SBA will direct lenders to defer all payments, principal, interest and fees, otherwise due under a paycheck protection loan for a minimum of 6 months and a maximum of 12 months. E. Collateral or other credit support. A borrower will not be required to pledge any call,